Then something very interesting occurred. If Schliemann had found a few polished stone hammers, and perhaps a few pieces of crude pottery, no one would have been surprised. Instead of discovering such objects, which people had generally associated with the prehistoric men who had lived in these regions before the coming of the Greeks, Schliemann found beautiful statuettes and very costly jewelry, and ornamented vases of a pattern that was unknown to the Greeks. He ventured the suggestion that fully 10 centuries before the great Trojan War, the coast of the Aegean had been inhabited by a mysterious race of men, who in many ways had been the superiors of the wild Greek tribes, who had invaded their country and had destroyed their civilization or absorbed it until it had lost all trace of originality. And this proved to be the case. In the late 70s of the last century, Schliemann visited the ruins of Mycenae, ruins which were so old that Roman guidebooks marveled at their antiquity. There again, beneath the flat slabs of stone of a small round enclosure, Schliemann stumbled upon a wonderful treasure trove which had been left behind by those mysterious people who had covered the Greek coast with their cities, and who had built walls so big and so heavy and so strong that the Greeks called them the works of the Titans, those godlike giants who in very olden days had used to play ball with mountain peaks.